This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said traits, said toxic people in general. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Why Do Narcissists Like to Trigger You on Purpose? Why? Why do narcissists like to push your buttons on purpose? Why do they like to set you off and see you react to them on purpose? Why do they pick fights out of nowhere? Things like that, y'all. A bunch of questions all balled up into one. Why do they like to trigger you on purpose? You know what I mean? And a lot of people ask me this question, like, why do they like to set me off? Why does my ex-girlfriend like to, like, trigger me? And, like, it's annoying. And because when I react, she smiles and she's, like, happy. Like, hey, Mr. Lee. Y'all call me Mr. Lee like I'm an old man. Mr. Lee, why does my husband like to come home from work and ruin a good day just by arguing? Y'all, it's about control. When it boils down to it, it's about controlling reactions. It's about controlling you. It's about controlling how you feel, how you think, how you react, and things like that. Narcissistic people want to control you in some way, shape, or form. They want to control their surroundings. They want to control their environment. They want to be in control of everything. But Lee, why don't they just treat us better? Y'all, they want control on their terms, not on your terms. I feel like people think this is like a democracy where you get to vote on how they treat you. No, in a relationship with a narcissistic person, toxic person, it is a dictatorship. Relationship communism. Is that right? No, communism, everybody gets the same thing. No. What is it? Dictatorship. Monarchy. It's a relationship monarchy. It's a king. There's a king in this relationship, or there's a queen. And that person has all the power in this dynamic right there. But that's how it is. They want control on their terms, not on your terms. Your terms do not matter, y'all. Narcissistic people want to get their needs met at the expense of you. They don't care. As long as they're getting their needs met, whatever need that is, the need to control, the need to hurt, the need to retaliate, they don't care as long as their needs are getting met. You are collateral damage. And the reason I like to trigger you on purpose is because a lot of us narcissistic people don't have, it's hard for us to regulate and control our own emotions, right? So we like to regulate and control yours. Simple as that. We like to regulate and control your emotions. Simple as that. They want to control you because they lack control of themselves. They lack control of their circumstances and things of that nature. So in order to feel powerful, they want to control how you, they come home and trigger you on purpose. They talk about, please don't talk about my mom. You know, my mom is a soft spot in my life where your mom is a big, hard spot in mine, but whatever. Yeah. Whatever they need to say to trigger you on purpose about your mom, or whatever deep, dark secret you share with them, whatever pain you share with them, whatever the situation is, you know, whatever the situation is, they hope to set you off. They want to trigger you on purpose. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they want to control every single thing about you, every single thing around you. We like it starts from childhood. I know a lot of people are just like, when does it start? Like, when the hell does this start? It sounds so wild. When does it start? Typically, it starts and begins in childhood, in the narcissistic person's childhood. They lack control of their circumstances growing up. They either had a lack of money, lack of resources, lack of finances, lack of, you know, lack of emotional validation, lack of physical validation, lack of financial validation, whatever they lacked control of in their youth. Guess what? In their adulthood, they get hyper-focused on controlling their situations. Like, one of the very first exercises that I ever did in therapy, right? One of the very first exercises that I ever did in therapy was called it the control circle exercise. It's when they have two circles, right? Two circles. One small circle is within a bigger circle, right? She's like, in the smaller circle, write down everything that you have that you are in control of in your life. In the bigger circle, write down everything that you lack control of in your life. Write it down. Write that stuff down. You know what I mean? And of course, the little small circle was over. It was overflowing. The small circle overflowed into the big circle to the point where she was just like, "Stop, stop, stop, stop writing. Just stop it. Just stop it right now." She's like, "You were trying to control too much," because trying to control too much for a narcissistic person, for anybody, leads to them losing control of certain things. When you try to control too much, you lose control of more things. When you focus on control of one thing, like me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Personally, in my therapy journey, I focused on controlling my anger, because the anger was the big rage was the biggest thing that would get me in trouble a lot of times, y'all. So I was trying to control, this is the type of stuff I had in my little circle. I had my brother's, my mama's situation, this is just so stupid. But if I can control my anger, everything else will fall into place. One thing, I focused on controlling my anger and let everything kind of go, everything else kind of flowed, you know. So if that part is the underworld narcissistic person that you're dealing with doesn't know that they lack control of, they don't know that they're subconsciously seeking control of everything. So if they can't control their own emotions, guess what happens? They want to control yours. So in order to know that they still have control over you, they set you off on purpose. It's like you are a nuclear missile, right? And they have the code to set you off. They come home and put the code in every single time. Boop, 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 boop. Boom, you blow up. Boop, 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 boop. Boom, you blow up. They just put the correct reactionary code in you, and you blow the hell up. You can't control your emotions. You're yelling at them. You're screaming at them. You're trying to fight them. You triggered on purpose. You're crying. You're screaming. You leave the house. You're hurting in pain. You're begging them to stop. It's all kinds of stuff like that, y'all. And some of them take pleasure in this. That you see them. Sometimes you'll see them smirk, or they start smirking or smiling while you're in pain, while you're reacting, while you're yelling and screaming and throwing stuff at them, while you're trying to hit them and stuff. They'll laughing at you. You crazy? You so crazy? Look at you. And sometimes, guess what? They'll record your ass. That's where the reactive abuse comes in. They'll record your reaction. And guess what? You look like the abuser now. And so I tell people, controlling your reactions is a superpower against narcissistic people, because if they can trigger you, they can control you. Lee Hammack, quote. That's my quote. Don't take my quote. But if the same, the opposite is true. If they cannot trigger you, they cannot control you. But if they cannot trigger you, they will. If they cannot trigger you with one thing, they will try to find something else to trigger you with. Oh, this didn't work. Let me try to trigger you with this. Oh, that didn't work. Let me try to trigger you with that. Oh, this didn't work. They'll go through that Rolodex of triggers to try to set you off, to make show that they have control over you. And this is just not your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or wife. This could be your damn mama. This could be your daddy. This could be your grandpa, your grandma. This could be your great granny. This could be Mama Coco. Mama Coco from the movie Coco. Mama Coco. Mama Coco could have been toxic as hell, manipulating people, just acting like she'd be in a wheelchair, just acting like she didn't know what was going on the whole time. She's just playing. Setting them off on purpose. Like, Mama Coco, you dead? Mama Coco. Hey, all you Julio. She wakes up. You see what I'm saying? If they can trigger you, they can control you. Mama Coco is not a narcissist, y'all. Now, Hector Rivera, Hector Rivera coming to the front in one of these videos soon. But seriously, toxic. Hector Rivera and Ernesto de la Cruz was a psychopath. But you see the dynamic. You see it. You feel it. You know what I mean? Everybody, I feel like you understand that they're trying to control you. They're trying to trigger you on purpose to let them know that they are in control of you. So I'm just telling you, once they feel like they lose control of you, once they feel like they cannot trigger you anymore, sometimes they'll discard you. That's why a lot of times gray rocking or becoming boring or, you know, becoming boring or plain to the narcissistic person. That's why that works a lot of times on narcissists. Not on every narcissist. Gray rocking does not work on every narcissist, but because it'll set some narcissists off and make you think you're going crazy. But some narcissists, it works on them because you become boring. They can't control you. They try to put their nuclear code in on you. Boop, 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 boop. It doesn't work anymore. Oh, that code didn't work. Let me try this code. Boop, 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 boop. Huh? Let me swipe my nuclear key card. Access denied. denied them access to your reactions. Narcissistic people are asking for access to your reactions. You can deny them. You control the access to your reactions. You control the access to your heart. You control the access to your mind and your power. You are in control. No matter what they say, no matter how they make you feel, they'll make you feel like they're in control. And they'll try their hardest to get, some type of control over you. I'm telling you, they'll try to control you with money. They'll try to trigger you with money. They'll try to trigger you with cheating on you. They'll try to trigger you in so many different ways, y'all. That's why I tell people all the time, you have to maintain your peace and your semblance inside of your head. Because guess what? If you don't, it's a wrap for you, baby. Because that narcissistic person is going to take off, is going to take over on you. So you have to empower yourself as much as you possibly can. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, that narcissistic person is going to set you off. Like, you see my, y'all, my camera's going dark. I don't know if you have, I have to cut this thing short, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. I'm in the car and the sun is beaming down on the camera, so the heat symbol just popped up. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.